Yeah. Back at it again. This is the Enigma Sub. I was your boy, Enigma September. And we are coming to you with the 50th. I can't talk. This is number 50. Big 5-0, 50th episode of the Enigma Sub podcast. We here, baby. Half a century. That's been the thing for the past couple weeks. Century mark. Got my man Newt Nichols in the building. What's good, man? You know what I mean? And I'm gonna feel like saying my own damn name. Anybody know my business, man? We also ain't have a crowd. My man, bro.
Sorry, Mr. Duke.
You know what I mean?
You know me, man. I'm a crown simple.
Yeah, we'll get into that. My man building that crown. Anyway. Right, you know what I mean? That's love, bro. Get that love. Yeah. All right, so this is episode 50 of the Nick Bassett Hour podcast. It's powered by Freedom Train Radio. And Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. Big up our man Joe Ward, Fetcher Irvine for doing our thing. To our podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Nick Bassett Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/NickBassett927. And also, too, while you at it, if you check out, subscribe from up road, hit low, down the dial at youtube.com/hiplowhiphop. It's been about C5, his deal coffee blog. Also, if you're on YouTube, because if you are on YouTube, down below, usually I have the links to the artists that I'm interviewing, have the information. Also, check out their stuff as well as their YouTube, subscribe to them too. So, boom. By subscribing so you can get the know-how and you got to search for it. To my YouTube viewers, remember to like, drop a comment, share, and most importantly, again, hit that subscribe button so you know when I'm popping on. Like today, I know typically I come on Fridays, but my man Newt, you know what I'm saying, he the homie, class 99 is good, rank is high is good, so it makes special pavilions, you know what I'm saying? But also, too, while you're at it, make sure you check the past 29 episodes of the Enigma Sub Hour at freedomtrainradio.com. So you check this episode. Actually, this episode will be posted not this Monday, of course, but next Monday. But right now, my man, Bigger interview is up and running. So y'all can check it out at freedomtrainradio.com, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. What? Yeah, we in there. So, anywhere you got podcast hosts, make sure you check that out. Just search the Enigma Sub Hour. And also, too, whatever you check out for your podcast, hit that subscribe button. So when the episode pops up, boom, it's already there. Also, too, send your drops. I'm still asking for drops. So any MC out there, anybody for that matter, if you want to do a simple drop, you want to be on the podcast because it is an interactive podcast, make sure you send a drop to enigmasub@gmail.com. Just take your name, your people, company, whoever you want to rep, and just say you are now listening to the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby. Sucker, fool, nigga, bitch, hoe, whatever. You want to get ratchet, it don't matter. Yeah, just think you got time, and you can run like that. So, that's what we got. So, without further ado, give y'all a quick rundown. We'll go ahead and get into the first track. And gonna go with boom, 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 boom. What do we have tonight? That guy is, yeah, I understand. I'm kind of off for Monday. Cases of Mondays. Just try to get this thing together. Oh, not that one. So, not that one. So, we're gonna go with, since it's the summertime, between the summertime vibe with my man DJ Black Tarzan. Reaching the homie Tariq Knockout with Back Around. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
I done learned my lesson. Hey. Problem solved, don't stress it. Supersize my efforts. Hey. Simplify my message. Hey. Do it right the first time. So when the dividends come back around, it's a plus sign. We gotta weed out the good from the bad. The support us from the non. Separate rhythm is a must now. Don't believe in my dreams. Don't ask for too much. Just share and play when you see it. Gotta shake you off. Cause you're talking about you know me. But you don't come to my shows, no, not even when they free. Roll around, don't roll around with ideas on me. on this bandwagon, just bring the homies. We gon' keep it rolling, all night working, no sleep. But you can't come to the studio unless you OG. Hey, got a son, I'm tryna teach how to make money all real estate. Hey, I'm a Florida boy and I real, cause I'm tryna be the realest in my state. Hey, put on a mouth, hey, shout out y'all Kodak. Hey, if you put the work in, you'll see it on the back end. Hey, just know that. Hey, it goes on and on and on. What you put in comes back around. And on and on and on. Everything always circle around. We on, we on. Everything we did came back around. We on, we on. Now I'm never turning back around. Took my frowns, turned them upside down. They say I'm the man now, moved out my mama house. Yeah, no more Rick James stepping on her couch. Thanks for the times you put that money in my bank account. I've always dreamed big, couldn't measure amounts. So if I boarded planes or hopped off that Greyhound, I kept the faith of a mustard seed. No ounce of hate in me could never stop, was meant to be. Look, I made it on TV, blogs in the magazines, autographs, signed CDs, fans taking pics of me. I could go on and on. Took a chance at this luxury that I built through passion. No Disney World, but the feeling's magic. Funny thing is about rapping, if you trying to make it big, you either got it or you don't. That's just the music biz. That's the way love goes. These haters at my front porch can't see them through my peephole. They'll never slow my tempo. This show goes on. It goes on and on and on. What you put in comes back around. Treat knockout. And on and on and on. Everything always circle around. We on, we on, we on. Everything we did came back around. We on, we on, we on. Now I'm never turning back around.
All right, we back. This is the Nick Hours for Nick September. Again, got my man Newt Nichols in the building. You know what I mean? Doing the same with the Wu-Cat. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, all day long. Yeah, I think I do all that, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all just don't know anything about that.
Sticky fingers, bug, what? When the East is in the house, oh my God, Deja.
Right. Yeah, nigga, we talking about Ace Hoodie. He's boogie with a hoodie. Y'all just can have that. Yeah, all right. Shout out to the Bronx, but hey, we're to the 90s right now. What we got? I already told y'all next episode. This episode, the audio of this episode, we're posting next Monday. So calm your ass down. Chill out. Enjoy the video. You know what I'm saying? For the next week or so. Like I said, you got Vega Vega episode posted now. So y'all got that for the audio. Now, this week, in particular, this is for the live joint. If you listen to the podcast, you can fast forward because it won't matter because it'll be already done. But for the live, you got the Submersive Sound Hip Hop Showcase this Saturday. Yours truly will be the host with the most. You know what I'm saying? I got DJ Ryan on the ones and twos. I know I got my man Liza Kenny. He'll be on the playlist, on the set list. So, guys, make sure to check that out. Told y'all that last week. Come through, show some love. It's a free event. It's free. Just come through and chill. Now, I would suggest go to the bar, get your drink, get something to eat. The food is delicious. So, hey, y'all make sure y'all come through, man. For real, for real. What's up, y'all, man? Joe here. What up, Joe? What is you, bro? Police called you, cuz. Hey, ain't no telling what y'all asking. Shit, yeah. For real. Let's see what we got. So yeah, we got that. Also, too, next. I just coming up this Friday. You got the Friday. Got next showcase. Yeah, TJ Chapman, Demp, Bigger Rankings. They'll be in there. I'm trying to slide through because I told y'all before I'm not doing the podcast on Friday, so I have time. Like, you got time, nigga. So, I'll be through there. You're interested, I think it's like $10 a pop, I think at the door. Yeah, $10 a pop at the door, 15 VIP. If you want to perform, it's $200. I'm too old. You're paying $20 to perform. Hey, y'all boys, y'all trying to get it. It's an exposure. Ain't knocking the hustle. My ass, you want to be paying $200 for some goddamn. I was going on nobody's stage, dog. The kids got to eat. The kids won't get them Paw Patrol and shit.
Yeah. He didn't grow up out of that. Now, over there, he can see the strength. Football.
Yeah.
Football. I can't wait.
Well, he's six.
He's five.
He's five?
Yeah. He's six.
Okay, you gonna go back to coaching? I didn't bring that up in the interview because let me tell y'all, man. Y'all know I coach. You know what I'm saying? I started coaching in flag football some years ago. You know what I'm saying? I was all right. You know what I mean? I wasn't my daddy just yet. But I was all right. But it was always this one team for a couple of years. He used to always kick my ass. And just happened to be coached by somebody sitting next to me right now. Hey.
I'm like, hey, a lot of them, they didn't even know, bro. A lot of them players, boy, I don't get for NCAA.
But that's how he's doing. Like, that's what my dad would do. My dad would, when he first started back in like 89.
Football, man. I used to play the video games. You just can run.
Right.
And we would do it all the time, man. But we had a couple boys on this team that just straight speed, man.
Right.
So all things went wrong, get the ball.
Right. I'm trying to think. My maybe that was y'all or not. I remember the shit like it was fucking yesterday, bro. You had it well. If it was y'all, if it's not, then I forget. But, what am I supposed to call it? No, I'm doing a podcast. You had it where, like, you had one person in the back. Oh, yeah, a couple people in the back.
Uh-huh.
And then the quarterback went all the way to the back.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, being the huddle.
Right.
And as soon as the defense get back, though, they just break off to the side and, like, run down the sideline.
Right.
No, I changed my whole defensive scheme after that. Like, I started spreading my cats out. You know what I'm saying?
High speed offense, man. You know, trying not to let the defense get a, you know, a rest. You know, we got to keep them moving, keep them guessing.
Right.
I like coaching the little kids, though, man. It's fundamental stage in football, but it's also funny as hell to sometimes say you get out there, man, watching these little kids work, man, and then they get mad and get upset. But playing football, you know, where they started, it's the fundamentals of football.
Right.
But I love doing it, man. You know, I'm a dad. I like to coach. You know, I love it, man. I would change that. I love to do it again.
All right, well, I say, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, sign a little man up.
Right.
You don't get mad. You ain't got one by me no more. I don't have that. It's
going to be the first year of playing football, man. And, oh, man, I thank Brother Hill, too, man. He was my daughter's soccer coach, man.
Yeah.
My younger daughter, she was born with a little disability, but the doctor said she wouldn't be able to do certain sports and everything. She proved them all wrong. And,
right.
You know. How many games y'all won this year?
We won
like,
six.
Yeah, man. My little girl played soccer the first time, man. She loved it, man. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, she was bad. She was dope, man. So I thought baby Chris, man. She got there and did a thing with them. So, what y'all say? What's up? What's up? Go ahead and watch this.
Yeah, you spelled my baby name wrong on the trophy, too, man.
That wasn't on me. I ain't listening to nobody else in the bus. I ain't gonna do that, Ray.
Right.
You know what? I take the blame. That was on me. I'll be the bigger man on that. But yeah, that's man, she was tough, and I appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Y'all allowed to come out and play, you know what I'm saying? I was scared. I ain't no medical doctor, but no, she played tough, man. She did what she had to do, and it was dope. You know, at the end of the day, I love the kids, man.
Me too.
All right, let's see what we got. I told y'all in regards to got Submersive Sounds. We got, what was it? Next Come up next, Florida. I had another event, but y'all be all right. I'll see y'all later. Maybe I'll tweet it. Let's get into this news. But we got some time because I ran through the intro for the first time ever and wasn't just talking bullshit. First of all, you got Willie D was on Vlad TV, Snitch, and described why he didn't attend the funerals of DJ Ready Red and Bushwick Bill. Now, Ready Red was the first DJ, or the initial DJ, original DJ of some of Mango. Take a little drink. What was the name of the group? Right. I'm slipping. Original DJ of the Ghetto Boys, he passed away, I think, last August. And, of course, Bushwick Bill passed away just like a month ago. So, Vlad asked him, you know what I'm saying, why he didn't attend the video. I mean, attend the funerals, rather. I apologize. They basically said, well, he's like, him and Bushwick Bill just didn't like each other. And he didn't want to be fake. And then with Ready Red, he was just like, he said Red was bitter because I guess he would have bounced forth from the group, but he'd be in the group and then he'd quit, whatever, whatever. So they had found somebody else, and that person was more consistent. So he was like, Red was trying to get back in the group. And it was like, nah. And then, you know, he ended up passing away.
And what I think on that is I feel like it's kind of like when being real goes wrong. Because I went in, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to keep it real. I get, like, you know, I had somebody, you know, name names or whatever. He wanted to the best of friends, you know what I'm saying? He had some issues, and he, unfortunately, he passed away. And I was just like, granted, I went to attend the funeral, but I still cut away. So it was like, I don't know how Buddy felt, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, we never, unfortunately, got the time to really, you know what I'm saying, clear the air with him. So I don't know how he felt, you know what I'm saying? I did go and pay respect to him, you know what I'm saying, solo, but. No, I wasn't going to be in there like, yo, man, that was my boy. And it was like, oh, yeah, be there at the time. So I kind of understand that aspect, but I think, too, you know, in particular with Ready Red and, you know, just kind of the light that he put him under, it's like Red ain't going to really, he ain't really as known, especially as much as Bushwick and Scarface. So it's like, yeah, when he said, well, man, that ain't the last thing for him now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then they'd be part of his legacy. So, not quite sure if that was the best move for when he's beating. I know he's being real. But on the flip side, I was like, bro, like, you just gotta be mindful of what you're saying. And how it may appear. So, again, I mean, they all legends in the game. At the end of the day, they all put out a foundation for Southern hip hop. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he wouldn't use it, man. But, I didn't really wish Willie D would have, you know what I'm saying, worded that a little better. But, you know, it is what it is at this point. Speaking of Southern hip hop, you know, speaking of Southern, Young Dolph artist T-Glock got on IG showing him smashing Dolph's luxury cars. Man, had like a G-Wagon or something. Took a bat to the windshield. And it smashed like a Lamborghini or one of them joints. And, like, was laughing about it. But apparently, it's like some kind of prank. Like, they got money like that. This is just.
Damn,
boy. Like, you just got 100,000 just around this picture with you.
Damn, boy. You
touched
my shit.
Right.
I ain't going to prank him off of this. You can prank for that. This is somebody's valuable,
right.
But oh,
right.
Hey,
that's
you know, fuck it. Right. Oh, man, like, I want to pull up real quick, bam, and just ride it. That was basically what he did. Wait a minute. Right. Yeah, right. Right. We gonna see what the repercussion is, but
right.
Y'all niggas wild. Speaking of wild, Soulja Boy just got released from jail early. Apparently he violated his probation or whatever. So he out. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. I don't know. It ain't just Soulja Boy, in my opinion, man. It's just
I just don't fucking get it. I don't see the real job.
I don't understand how when you can just transition to $1 million, $1 million,
right?
You in a whole other different tax bracket. Your life has changed.
Correct.
Like a lot of people got it. He said $30 million niggas do that. Like they got something cool.
Right.
I don't get it. Y'all still can keep getting yourself in fucking trouble. Like what do you have to fucking prove? I don't know that man's situation or what fucking happened or what landed him back in that. But all I know is I would try and just stay away from that negativity.
Right.
That negative shit. I don't need none of that negative vibe and shit like that. If I get it like that, bro, the only damn thing I'm concerned with is my family.
Right.
And Uncle Sam, man.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Fuck the dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, hell, I got my homeboys. I got my partners and shit. Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to always be me.
Right.
But why the fuck would I go risk my freedom and my money over some shit?
I think
that I could have did that I did 20 years ago.
I think that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I think because they with the homies and they don't want to feel like it changed. Like, people be so pressed.
I'm not trying to change. I mean,
right.
I'm at this point in my life, man. I'm dead. Man, I ain't going to say that.
I'm
dead.
They know.
They know. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Look, if people ain't willing to grow and change with you, you don't fucking need them around, bro.
Right.
I mean, I got a lot of homeboys, homegirls and stuff, and when I made a change in my life to go do this and do that, and I'm like, look, sometimes it takes people longer to adjust or think like you're thinking.
Right.
But it's like, bruh, I'm tired of y'all sitting around talking about this and this and this, and if you ain't going to get off your ass and do something about it, then leave me the fuck alone, because I'm going to make that move.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to come back 5 years from now and you're still doing the same shit.
Right.
Still talking about the same shit. When 5 years ago I said get up off your ass.
Right.
And you're still doing the same damn thing. And you're going to get mad at me.
Because I'm just trying to tell you what's real.
Or you get mad at me because how I'm living now.
Right. That's what it is.
I had to do what I had to do. What do we do the same fucking way? I'm just tired of people making excuses.
Man. Yeah, people see when they see the growth. Like, they make them feel the ways. Because they
that's
know
they know who your fucking friends is, man. You know? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a lot of people. Cause I mean, like I said, you know, man, dreadlocks to my knees, nappy head group, smoking weed, did this, whatever. And, yeah, I had a job and everything, you know, but I got tired of this check-to-check type shit.
Right.
I got tired of complaining.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna change, make you change but you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I look in the mirror and say, hell, why am I blaming this person? Why am I blaming this person?
Right.
Why am I blaming the white man? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? I need to be blaming my damn self.
Right.
And so, when I got my shit together, you know, I found a better paying gig. You know what I mean?
Right.
I went from driving a bucket to a Benz.
Right.
From a Benz, now I'm driving a motherfucking big ass fucking Ram out the damn door. You know what I mean?
So
wait, you gonna get mad at me? You gonna hate on me?
Right.
Cause I'm living good.
Right.
I ain't eating with a silver spoon. But hell, my refrigerator ain't empty.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So how you can't, people can't get mad at somebody for bettering themselves.
But think about it, at the end of the day, it ain't you, it's them. You know what I'm saying? They realize that they're not in the situation they need to be. And they probably look at y'all, you know what I'm saying, they're supposed to be equal with you. So if you're doing it, they should be doing it. They don't know why they're doing it, so they get mad at you. So they figure there's something wrong with you. And in the day, it's a reflection on
themselves. Like, what's wrong with you? Trying to see what's wrong with you. Or hating on this person. Ask that person, what did you do so I can get to that level?
Or,
you know, I'm still trying to get on a different level.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I ain't perfect. I still make goddamn mistakes.
Yeah.
But hell, I want more than, you know, I'm glad that I'm better off than where I was 5 years from now.
Right.
But I'm trying to be better off another 5 years from now than what I am at present.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You got a 5 year plan. You got to have a vision of where you're trying to get at.
Man.
And you got to fly and just do it.
Right.
But again, you go at it to a lot of people, just they don't love themselves. They learn how to love themselves. They gonna hate on you.
Exactly.
Speaking of haters, Donald Trump tripping. This nigga.
I
don't think I even gotta tell y'all what's good. You should already know this fool was going after the squad. You know what I'm saying? The squad is four congresswomen of different ethnic backgrounds. All of their names. Off top, I know AOC, she's Latin. You got Presley, I know she's Black. Forgot old man Rashida, yeah, she's from Michigan. I think she's Pakistani.
Right.
And I forgot the Muslim lady. And they went after her about the Jewish shit.
Too Muslim.
Yeah.
But it's fucking ridiculous. I don't get it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, but just so he decided to say that they should go back to where they come from, and where they come from is all crime infested and all this other stuff. Now, granted, anybody know me, Felicia, I give people the benefit of the doubt. He may not have meant their home country. He probably meant, whatever, you know, their constituents or whatever. But regardless, the wording, even if he meant it the way people think he meant it in regard to telling them to go back to their country, or if he meant it on some slick shit like, oh, no, I meant them going back to whatever they lived at, whatever, it don't matter. It was racist. And the fact that Congress won't get up, and first of all, Congress get up and defend their own.
Right.
But then second, won't get up and finally, like, impeach this man. And when I say impeach, I don't mean kick him out of office. You can at the very least they can censor him. This is grounds for censorship. Just like it did Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton just got his dick sucked and lied about it and they censored him. This man put out racist tweets against their own Congress.
Every fucking day, dog. This is part of
right. This was like I told you before that went on air, like that was textbook racist shit. Like textbook. Like if you go in, there's a booklet of how you should speak in racist terms, that's like number two behind just calling somebody a nigga.
I got shit, right?
Yeah.
Now, what you said, like, that they from, like, their city or whatever.
Right.
It says, so interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe.
Yeah.
The worst, most corrupted, and anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly. Additionally, telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how government is to be run, why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places which they came from and come back and show us how it's done. Basically, so he started, he ended it saying go back where they from, the cities, but he says, who originally came from countries. Motherfucker, they from here.
Get me.
Bro.
They born and raised here.
Right.
That's like telling us to go back to Africa, bro.
It's basically.
I mean, I would love to go visit and see how it is, the motherland, but I don't know jack shit about it.
Exactly.
I ain't never been there.
I'm five generations from Tallahassee.
Right.
So, what? You want to go back to South Carolina?
I think my ancestors, yeah, I think I got some people from Congo or some shit that territory.
Right.
But I don't know jack shit about that.
Right.
I'm from here, United States.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But it just, yeah, I know.
That shit crazy, man.
But
they ain't man Republican saying shit about it.
Right.
No, no. But they supposed to be conservative, moral values, Christians.
Fake Christian. That's how the hashtag is. Fake Christian. Look here, man. At the end of the day, like,
Lil Obama would have said some shit like that.
Well, he was damn much. He was definitely out of my ass. Hell, it's like get him out of here when he was saying that Trayvon Martin looked like he could be his son.
Right.
Then, he's race baiting. But then, this ain't race baiting, my nigga?
Right. Clinton get some dough in the White House and ready to kick him out.
And lie about him. He's trying to fit his marriage.
This man's been accused by sexual harassment, I mean, from different women.
Even say he went and go out and grab
him. This man got so much money, but filed so many bankruptcies, all his businesses collapsed. He started this bullshit ass university, stole people fucking money.
Right.
Did all this crazy shit. And he's a fucking president. And nobody ain't trying to say shit about him. Like, he's this wonderful God. Dude ain't shit.
That would get me. He really ain't got no capital, dog.
Right.
Donald Trump really ain't got capital like y'all think he got capital. He ain't got political capital like that.
He's dividing the country, and it seems like it's some dictatorship shit. That's how
it definitely was some Hitler shit.
It's like
he's definitely on some. He's definitely on some Hitler shit, company, laws of power shit.
Kim Jong-un, ill,
right.
Whatever.
And I'm going to say this, and then we're going to get to the next song. But the thing about it is, I know a lot of people are like, it's Trump. It's been Trump. Trump been this way. Why people shot him? It's not the fact that it's just Trump. He's setting a precedent. He's setting a bar. And when you set a bar, motherfuckers like to cross that bar. So if you think, I see a lot of people like just getting kind of complacent, like, it's Trump. Duh. What you expect? Bro. It's not the fact that it's Trump. It's the fact that this motherfucker's going to cross that bar and it's going to get higher and higher. So we nip this shit in the bud now, or shit going to get way, way worse. More so than just a motherfucker talking shit on Twitter.
Man, this has to be the only person in U.S. history, man, to have all these people quit their jobs.
He is.
His cabinet is all
right.
They won't speak of it, but they speaking about it.
Like leaving.
Yep. Shit crazy, bro.
We gonna chill the vibe out, man. I'm gonna go ahead and play this Nario is done. That was produced by my man freaking neat with used to be vibing. This is the Nick Step out with you guys time, baby.
Hey, man, we used to be vibing. I swear to God, we used to be vibing. Me and my girl, man, we used to be vibing in the club with each other, dawg. We used to be wildin'. Now she look at the phone when I call and press silent. Got me feeling like I'm living on a whole nother island. Cause things done change, it ain't like it used to be. I swear to God, I think she using me. She see me now when she start to aloof from me. Emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Hey, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, my shit, 1, 2, check it out. Thing done change, it ain't nothing like back in the day. All she do is hold her hand, I ask her for Kate. I can't believe that my lady is acting this way. Waking up wondering what gon' happen today. Cause she been acting strange lately. She ain't even acting like she my main lady. I told her she suspect, I told her I ain't crazy. It ain't like it used to be, I swear thing changing. Fuck, she doing all kind of shit. Is it a sign? Is it my eyesight tripping, dog? Is it my mind? Is it another nigga out there that's digging a die? Is either his money longer or dick bigger than mine? Used to be a good set of mean lovers. Every other night fucking under clean covers. We had to be humble, raw sex and never need rubbers. We used to be vibed out like magazine covers. Me and my girl, man, we used to be vibing in the club with each other, dawg. We used to be wildin'. Now she look at the phone when I call and press silent. Got me feeling like I'm living on a whole nother island. Cause things done change, it ain't like it used to be. I swear to God, I think she using me. She see me now when she start to aloof from me. Emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ayy, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. It's all over now, she just don't lose to me. At once upon a time, she was so fool to me. I can't keep letting you keep making a fool of me. In the way you acting, it ain't too cool to me. You need to go and get up off that dumb shit. But instead, you beating my heart with a drumstick. These hoes be tripping, the reason I got more than one bitch. Love like weed smoke, get too close, you catch a contact. Yeah, so let me sit and vibe out my feelings. I've been on the grind for a minute. I told her the sky is the limit. But you wasting my time, let me finish. I'm sick and tired of all these arguments. I'm sick and tired of every day I wake up, you be starting shit. I'm sick and tired of you saying you gon' find a nigga hard as this. Right now I'm shining, you tripping, you should've been a part of this. Ay, but I've been on the road trying to get this dope. I really need to smoke, I've been kinda low. I've been tripping by this hoe, shit been kinda slow. So I walked up to her door, ripped her by her throat. Me and my girl, man, we used to be vibing in the club with each other, dog, we used to be wildin'. Now she look at the phone when I call and press silent. Got me feeling like I'm living on a whole nother island. Cause things done change, it ain't like it used to be. I swear to God, I think she using me. She see me now when she start to allude from me. Emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah. Me, yeah. Ay, emotionally, why she is abusing me, yeah.
The Nick Lafell Hour Sport, Nick Lafell, tell me, my man, Nick, Pete, the Nick, I got you. Oh, my man, New Nichols in the building. That was Mariota Dunn with Used to Be Vibing. So, yeah, we're going to get into it. If you don't know, you should know, you know what I'm saying? My man, Nuke, is part of, I can say, not even arguably, comfortably, the most legendary rap group coming out of Tallahassee. You know what I'm saying? That's either before, you know what I'm saying, certain people changed the game. It was already, had already put a marking in the game here in Tallahassee. Matthew 2, he actually the second Matthew Head to be on the show. As they had a man not in black on the show back in 2010 on the original original Nick Lafell Hour. But yeah. But we first want to be here live, so without further ado,
my man, Nichols, God, I ain't even thinking that one. Don't you mind it, bro? What? Yo, if anyone want to do a diss track against you, they can do it. Oh,
you just say Nichols.
What the fuck? Yo,
I'm. It was one glass. I'm straight. I swear.
Right. I'm going to tickle. God, you put down a whole fifth of the crown one time.
And my video shoot.
Right.
I drunk the whole goddamn bottle.
Straight. Yeah, I would have died.
No, I was straight. I wanted some more, actually.
Right. Yeah, you was yelling for it. You was like, hey, man, this is all we got.
Yeah.
I got me a squig, and I was like,
yeah, you're crying. It's going down.
So yeah, man. But again, you know what I'm saying, glad to have you on the show. Like I said, I remember me and my cousins trying to do our thing or whatever, and y'all was already doing it, and y'all helped us be motivated, you know what I'm saying, because it just shows like, alright, people really can do it, you know what I'm saying. So y'all doing that, shout out to Severe.
Hey,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? I remember he did his thing or whatever. I remember he got the, what was that shit? He got some tape, and I'm going to have to figure out the, I was at FAM, I was a freshman. I was like, yo, I gotta listen to this. I was like, who that?
Michael.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
And everything else is just self-explanatory, man. You know, I got a lot of people who bad news and everything, and just love to hear me rhyme, man. You know, and I love my music. I love talking about reality. I like writing fiction stories too.
Yeah.
Like, what if?
Like, do you got like, do you have like actual, like, do you actually got what, you write your physical, like, fictional stuff?
Yeah, I actually got one that's fucking, it's controversial as hell, man, but
I told you, people like that, bro, don't be scared, yeah, like,
I'm not scared at all. It's just that, you know, I just had a partner call me up, man. He got locked up for, you know, basically getting into a domestic violence situation with his old lady. But I used to tell that fool, man, leave that bitch alone. Leave that alone, bro. She's crazy as hell, man. She used to hit on him all the time.
And, yeah.
You know, I used to go over there, man. It's basically fucked up. The car be all fucked up and shit, man. And
right.
Just, he called me, like, man, I ended up going to jail, man. And I said, what you did, man? He said, man, I fought him back. So,
He ended up going to jail.
So it got me to thinking, you know, like the Ray Rice situation, shit like Jay-Z and Solange. It's just like, you know, I don't condone no violence like that. You know, women or nothing like that. But, you know, sometimes you push a man to his boiling point, man, right. And then he can pop your ass back, you know, and you want to play victim.
Right.
But anyway, man, I said, bro, can I use that? I said, man, I'm going to write a story about this type of shit.
Right.
And it's coming. You don't hear it soon, man.
All right. Shoot, ain't no fart. Nobody that know me, like, I was in a similar situation. You know what I mean? And honestly, I think the only reason I didn't pop off is because, man, really, I ain't been praying. Mm-hmm. I was like, really in a really spiritual space at the time.
Right.
But, it still came to me. I'm not a violent person at all. Right. I ain't trying to fight for no reason at all.
Right.
But when whatever went down, and I saw myself doing whatever, it was totally uncharacteristic. Anybody that know me, they'd be like, you man, I wouldn't do nothing like that. But it came to me just because of the situation and, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So, like you said, you can push somebody to that point, and it's not like they're that type of person.
Right.
It's just,
and the thing is, they know you ain't that type of person, man.
You got some people out there that just want to see you fall over the turn and do shit. They want to see the world burn. Right, to get you in any kind of trouble they can because they might be hurt, they might be bitter, or anything. Just do some bad for you. But, you know, like I said, man, that's just like, you know, either make a wise decision, even if you think you're making a wise decision, and other people die, right? But, yeah, that's part of the story I write. I write, oh, when anybody else know me, then, dude, hey, I'm Mr. Nasty, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, I always call it the street of the clique, you know what I mean? Because when I write stories about females or sexual encounters, I know what fuck me is.
You sure ain't right about it?
Like the aggressive women. Come to that damn, like real bedroom type shit, you wouldn't tell nobody what to do.
Well, like, I would go, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to fucking tell you. I'm
talking to you. Well, I mean, so speaking of, you know what I'm saying, being, you know what I'm saying, although, it gets kind of the bridge to gap, because you said you went, got together, whatever. And honestly, like, we all blew, like, y'all was the only two I really knew between y'all and
right.
Lil Chris. But
we've been doing music since seventh grade, and we were just always known as Nuke and OD, and we had so many damn different names, man. We had Lethal, we had Fucker. Man, we had so many names, man. That was back in, like, 93, 94.
Yeah, like, everybody was trying to come with, like, two or three names. And,
right.
And we they had all kind of names, but you was like, y'all got to have, like, a certain name.
And then, you know, a lot of people don't know, but we don't go around saying the shit like it's because of us. No, the whole squad did this shit together. But,
yeah.
you know, me and OD back at in Rickles, let me see, 98, I believe, OD came downstairs one day, and it's like he had an epiphany or whatever. And he had on a folder, he had eight heads on a folder with dreadlocks. And he said, "Bro, I got it, man. And now there is."
Yeah.
Like, I looked at the folder, and it was like eight heads.
Right.
But at the time, it was just me and him. Right. You know, we never had a name, so me and him were the first two Nappyheads. And as time went by, like around 99, 2000, that's when everything started coming together. My brother had a vision, and he shared that vision with me, so I had a vision with him. So we both had a vision. And, you know, one day I'm on a city bus, and
that was right.
Yeah, I saw me at those times.
Right.
And I see a light-skinned dude with dreads, you know, tall light-skinned dude with red dreads and black dreads or whatever. Right. And I'm on the damn bus, you know, I'm fucking rapping my ass off with him. He was like, "Hey, yeah, dog, what's your name?" I'm like, "Nuke." And he was like, "Man, I'm Rashid."
Yeah.
And, so I'm Rashid. And I said, "Okay, but man, my pops got my little brother Fahim, you know, some equipment or whatever like this. Got a little Wi-Fi keyboard, you know, he had it hooked up and everything." He was like, "Man, you need to come by one day." I was like, "All right, another day, you know." So I'm at the house, and he next door was Stacy, Carla and them. They he was right over there,
right?
Like, "Bro, you sit right up." Like, yeah. So, call OD. Me and OD, we go over there to the studio. And, matter of fact, Keith, Tony Cash.
Yeah, yeah.
Was over there. Seville was over there. And that's when I met Payne. And, we all did a song called "Drop the Ton." Bruh, that shit was all the fucking change. We had a song called "Drop the Ton." And I went last on the song. I think Keith went first. Tony Cadd went first. I think Payne went in the middle or whatever. But she just jumped the hell out of that bitch. She was just letting everybody know he had Pink Cadillac or whatever. But anyway, man, long story short, man, that's how I met Rashid and Payne. And just one day they came and it was like, Payne Daddy, it's like he wanted to start this rap family.
Right.
And I knew Bernino from Riff, you know, and that's how I met Naughty Black, you know, him and Bird be up in the hallway shopping and stuff or whatever like that, but I met Naughty Black with him, and we was just all over there one day. And Payne was like, Payne Daddy, Shahid, Brother Shahid was like, "You want to come together as his family, we need a name." So me and OD, you know, we go outside, we hit in the joint or whatever. And, man, everybody in there got dreadlocks and shit, man. And you had this vision. I got, "What the hell, bro?"
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
And we went back in there, man, and we told everybody what we were talking about, man. And boom, there it was.
Mm.
And I'd be damn, man. Yeah. Eight motherfuckers, man.
Right.
Who all had different styles.
Right.
But when they came together, it was just like one sound.
Right. You know what I mean?
Right. And you had, you know, at first, it Rab wasn't there at first, but he came along later. He was in a group with somebody else, but Rab fitted us more.
Right.
And the part that he was with, you know, it was Marquis, that's a homeboy, but, you know, he was getting into some trouble and things like that. And, you know, we couldn't deal with it.
It's not much to do when you have a group.
He was good and cool, though, but, you know, we had to move.
Right.
You know, we had to move. Train was from us. But Rap, he was with us, so, you know, in Seville, I was at work one fucking day. Bro, I was at work. I come to the studio. No, Rashid called and said, "No, boy, you get off work, come straight to the house, bro. Come straight over here. Get over there." All right, that's when I heard robbery.
Yeah.
I was mad at the mom.
Wait, hold up. Do it look like I left off Robert?
Hey, bro, I was mad at him.
FLA, it's just gonna be it.
I wasn't like, cause I had firm him about two months ago, and he was like, he was talking about, you know, when pain blew or whatever. But how was it when FLA and robbery took off? Like, was it? Cause he was saying like, when pain blew, it was like everything came like really fast, like everything was going super fast. Like, was it the same with robbery and FLA?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, bro. I mean, it was, we used to, before we even did robbery, before robbery even hit, all it takes is one fucking song, bro.
Yep.
One fucking song. And we did it for Biggie was Juicy. We did it for Wu-Tang was Cream.
Yep.
You know, Outkast, they had hits and everything, but I think that one main one was Elevators for them,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah,
you know, that's when that shit took off with Outkast. And Goody Mob, you know, Who's That?
Yeah.
But all it takes is one song. And we used to go to Tom Brown Park on Sundays. You remember that?
Yeah, Tennessee Strip was the thing after that.
Yeah.
When we would go out there, and the plan was, a lot of people didn't even know that we was coming to hang out, but our main thing was to fucking perform.
Yeah.
We would fucking go to the park, cut the fucking music up on the Suburban, the instrumental pain beats and stuff, and then we were just giving them a live fucking show. Right there.
Right.
And we would draw a crowd around us. Like, who the fuck are these niggas here?
Right.
We would do that shit every week, bro.
Yeah.
It didn't matter where we went. If Shawty you say, hey, we're going to go, we're going to do our thing. We're just going to go, we're going to play music, we're going to start fucking rapping. We don't care if people 50 feet away from us.
Right.
We're going to start rapping, and then they're going to come. And we started building the buzz in the city. You know, like, these niggas, we started doing these shows at these clubs and stuff, the Garden Club, the parks, or whatever. We just, any show we could do, we would do. And then when robbery, we had FLA, but robbery was that one that fucking took us places. FLA, but see, robbery was the one that took us places, but FLA, that was for the whole state. They knew once FLA hit, you got to have a banger after that.
Yeah.
And robbery just took the fuck off, because that was the hot shit right there. Right. You know, Uwe Jive started that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of people think
it was Kaya, but not.
It was Uwe Jive.
Yeah. Yep.
And she remixed his.
Yep.
And a lot of people think we remixed hers. No, we didn't. We had an original beat.
Okay.
All we did was the style of the lyrics.
Right.
We didn't say anything the same. We changed the whole subject.
Right.
They was talking about a naked back and eating all that shit. We were talking about rock.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The thing that got me about it when the shit came out was, like, niggas was actually doing that shit. Like, niggas was actually driving up the Cologne, breaking the motherfuckers' houses, taking niggas' shit, breaking the niggas' out, like, taking niggas' rings. Right. Like, so when I heard it, I was like, yo, these niggas look like snitching because these niggas really out here doing this shit.
Right, but, that's how it got started. And, man, let me tell you, bro, we linked up with TJ DJs and Bigger Rankin. I did too well. And then we had a coach who, you know, owned B12 back in the day.
Right.
We had a little team. And, man, the music just fucking spread through DJ, this city. Man, you heard this shit. Boom, 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 boom. And we driving out of town. We going to Orlando. We going here. We hearing our shit on the fucking radio.
Right.
You know what I mean? Underground radios, all kind of shit.
Yeah.
And, man, we didn't even... With town, you know you got a buzz. But then when you go out of town and you really see that shit, bro, we still get more love out of town Mm-hmm. Like a motherfucker, man. Especially like in Jacksonville, bro.
Right.
But in Tampa, a lot of people thought we was from Tampa, but we wasn't.
Right. Because the beat was
bad. Yeah, it was Tampa, you know what I'm saying? But we let them know what North Florida was rocking with, you know what I mean? But we wasn't just rapping North Florida, we were representing the whole fucking state.
Right.
Like I said, bro, that shit took off so fast. And I was a father. I had an old lady. I had two children at the time. And I wasn't but 19, 20 years old.
Right.
I had a little job, you know, driving, delivering produce.
Right.
And, man, I would get the phone calls. Hey, bro, we got a show here in Dothan, Alabama.
Right.
Then we got one in Savannah, Georgia.
Right.
Bob Thompson, Georgia. Jacksonville, Gainesville, Orlando,
right.
Miami, Tampa, Bradenton, all New Orleans,
right.
Charlotte, all over the Fayetteville. You're all over the fucking place, bro.
Right.
I'm like, man, I'm going to get fucking pot.
Right, right.
Like, when you're 20 years old, right, you ain't thinking about that. You're thinking about your future.
Right.
Like,
I went to my people. I was like, look, this shit taking off. I want to keep my job.
Yeah.
I just don't want to come back home and not have a job. You know what I mean? But thank God they let me do what I had to do. So, bro, that shit is coming every week. It starts from one show a week to two shows to three shows. Five shows in a fucking week, bro. You know, and I was on the road a lot. Just, you know, we was all on the road a lot, man. And the shit just took off, bro. The shit just took off, man. And I'm thankful for it.
Right.
I don't regret none of that shit. I'm thankful for it, bro.
All right, we're going to go ahead, man. We're going to play a couple of my man's songs or whatever. You know what? I just thought about something. And then we're going to come back and we're going to see what my man doing now, and also to what he got planned for the future. So, let's see what we got. Good on that. So, I ain't even tell you what I'm playing. So, I'm playing, what, Think I'm Crazy? Think I'm Losing My Mother?
Sick in the head.
Yeah, oh, shoot.
Which one?
Think we old as fuck while I'm stretching. Yo, dang, I got an old song. What was that? I think I'm crazy. I think I'm losing my mind.
Nah, I ain't got an answer. I think that's I got one called I Think I Need Therapy.
That's what it is. I Think I Need Therapy and S A N D, which I really like S A N D. That's what I picked.
Yeah, y'all gonna
find out what it is when we get back. I think you did, but I just did those two.
Okay,
so yeah. I go.
I'm doing a video for this one soon. The video finna drop
for the therapy.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
All right. So anyway, y'all hold tight. Playing y'all. I Think I Need Therapy and SAND. This is the Nick What's Up Hour.
Mr.
You got
Williams.
Time, baby.
Yes, Dr. Green. Yes,
if you had to describe your music as a fictional character, who would it be?
Well, I would have to say Bruce Banner and Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Imperial, lyrical, spiritual, political type of individual. A liberal at times I am. You don't like me, then I don't give a damn. My mind is so intellectual, so much energy is so dynamical. On stage, I put on a spectacle. On stage, I feel so incredible. Incredible, incredible. Bruce Banner, I'm feeling incredible. Never said I was invisible, but I cut your ass up like it's surgical. Sometimes I think I need therapy, just to get it out while I'm emotionally disturbed and thinking hysterically.
Mr. Williams, think carefully.
For what? You gon' write me up? Put me in a straitjacket and lock me up? Dr. Green, listen here, I don't give a fuck. I've been acting the same since young buck, and you really don't know what I've been through. Had a baby at 15 in high school. I'm 37, shit 22. Now try and walk a mile in my shoes. At times I was suicidal. At times I said fuck Jehovah and this Bible. I was all a mess. It was all a test. He whispered in my ear, nigga, I know you best. You can do better, just get your shit together. You're not the only one with problems in this world, thinking you could just change the weather. Ain't nothing wrong with starting over. Put down a bottle of soda. Remember that night in West Florida? Club Carousel, Pensacola? Yeah. You were so hungover. Yeah. I party hard with Peter Pablo. Are you gonna put down the crown? No, we keep it lifted when I'm down. Therapy, therapy. Sometimes I think I need therapy. Therapy, therapy. Sometimes I think I need therapy. Therapy, therapy. Sometimes I think I need therapy. Dr. Green, help me. I think I need therapy.
Well, Mr. Williams.
Yes, Dr. Green.
That's what I'm here for, to help you, to get you through this day by day. So tell me about your love life. Tell me about your goals.
My goals?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Green.
I wanna blow up like an inner tube. Sell records like the Beatles from Liverpool. Sell our shows all across the world. Everyone watching like Interpool. I got a bad chick and she hella cool. We be fucking all night like some animal. I'm a rank, she a bull. Role play, she call me Hannibal.
Who?
Hannibal, Hannibal.
Who?
Dr. Hannibal, Hannibal, Hannibal. The way I ate the pussy up. She said I ate it like a cannibal. But anyway, that's another story. My life is a battle, I need glory. Like Morgan, I wanna be free, man. So I gotta come up with a master plan. But sometimes that master plan is hard to do when Department of Revenue is in your pockets every day. Stealing every dime you make. Like I ain't got a life too. Don't look at this as an excuse. But it breaks my heart when you do right by your kids and you still get
therapy, therapy. Sometimes I think I need therapy, therapy, therapy. Sometimes I think I need therapy, therapy, therapy. Sometimes I think I need therapy. Dr. Green, help me. I think I need therapy.
Dr. Green is not fair.
No, it's not.
I don't know what to do sometimes.
Sometimes life is tough.
Yes, it is.
You just gotta keep pushing through it.
What am I to do? What am I to do when my whole back is against the wall? Sometimes I feel like ending it all.
No, sir. We're not gonna do that. No, sir. Not on my watch.
She keep fucking with my head up. You see, I don't have a problem with eating pussy.
Not at all.
So what the fuck is wrong with you? I said I'm tired of the same old same, tired of the lame old lame. Ladies, wanna keep your main, freak your main. If you ain't slobbing on the knot, you ain't doing your damn job. And wonder why your nigga feeling robbed. Shit, I'ma keep it real, give a damn how you feel. If your nigga sell dope, oh, he work shit, he still pay them bills. Always mad cause he with his cousin Phil, Slim and Rico. At your home making beef burritos, lettuce and pico. On the phone with your best friend, hollin' body make me sick. Your girl say you a trip, you better suck that nigga dick. Girl, you better quit before we hit the next bitch. Cause what you won't do, another bitch will. Don't show that nigga love, get that boy a back rub. Fill up the tub, hot water with some suds. Ladies, let him know who the main in this life. Quit complaining, get on your knees tonight and suck a nigga pipe. Cause I'm tired of the same old same, tired of the lame old lame. Ladies, wanna keep your main, freak your main. I'm tired of the same old same, tired of the lame old lame. Ladies, wanna keep your main, freak your main. If you ain't by head, I ain't fucking with you. I'm about to slide on you, I need something to do. Cause I'm tired of the bullshit, I'm tired of the drama. That's why you got the title, baby mama. Suck a nigga dick. Question, and I hope it gets through. If I give you all of me, would you give me all of you? Can a nigga go to bed without no worries or doubts? Can a nigga wake up to his dick in your mouth? Do you know what that would do? How a nigga would feel? To know that he can get some head delivered, signed and sealed. With no questions. And it ain't a big deal to get your hair, nails, and makeup in them 4-inch heels. And have you stunting in them bitches like the tiger you are. But you ain't getting shit from Nuke if you don't loosen your jaws. Work my head for a minute, go fast and slow down. Slurp, moan, make sounds. Now turn your ass around and let me watch it. And kiss it with a good low split. Spread your lips apart and blow weed smoke in it. Niggas ain't playing no more. It's either get down on your knees or watch them walk out the door. Cause I'm tired of the same old same, tired of the lame old lame. Ladies, wanna keep your main, freak your main. I'm tired of the same old same, tired of the lame old lame. Ladies, wanna keep your main, freak your main. If you ain't by head, I ain't fucking with you. I'm about to slide on you, I need something to do. Cause I'm tired of the bullshit, I'm tired of the drama. That's why you got the title, baby mama. Suck a nigga dick. Ladies, you wanna keep your main? Freak your main. Shit ain't hard. It's simple.
All right, we back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. I got my man Newt Nichols in the building. Let's play his joint. I think I need therapy. Also, S-A-N-D, which I'm going to let people know what it means. You know, you got ladies in the house now. Go ahead. You're right.
Basically, I'm gonna tell you how I came up with it.
All right.
I ain't gonna lie, I was eavesdropping one day, and I heard some girls talking, like about relationship with her man and everything.
Girl, I'm so sick of him doing this and that. And then got her to have me put some damn head and shit, you know.
And but her friend was like,
well, this is why I don't get niggas mad.
I don't know, man. So I just heard the shit, and I just like, you know me, I would take the simplest thing. If I hear something, I would take that and just write a whole story about it. But a lot of women don't know, because men, that's what we think about a lot.
Yeah.
Y'all can understand. Oral sex plays a lot in a relationship.
A lot of things you saw, first of all, he always taking something. Yeah, but ladies, a lot of things can be solved if you just suck a nigga dick.
Right.
Just suck a nigga dick. Why not?
Right. I mean, if you understand how it makes a man feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's you feel like a king. You feel like a man.
Yeah.
And that's why I said in the song, you know, it ain't nothing to get, you know, your hair, nail, makeup, and your 4-inch heels, or 5 or however inches you fucking want. You make me feel like a king, I make you feel like a queen.
Work, work.
Man, we don't even want to ask for the shit. Just fucking do it.
Bruh, look, he ain't going to get me in trouble. Because Lisa ain't here now. So that's my sister here, so. But you know you got to come back around. You got to make a sink. You got to make a sink. Like a nigga click, you know? Hey, somebody out there, watch it below.
Hey,
I want to link up with him, man. I think they'll do some good music together. Yeah, man, shout out to the Pete, man. So, I got to give you props, you know what I'm saying? Unlike some of these other dudes out here, the other rappers, you can actually put a nigga in the video, even though it's for like 3 seconds, but I ain't mad. I was there.
Right. I invited everyone.
Yeah. But no, they got that video. You say you got another video popping.
Actually, I just got off the phone. Shout out to Wes Hayes.
Word.
Man, let me tell y'all one thing about Wes, man. Wes is, he really doing things for the city, man. He really trying to do things for the city, man. And, you know, shout out to Smoke Dice, shout out to Lukeman,
yeah.
You know, who shot my sick in the head video. But one thing about Nuke, man, I love everybody. And I don't care what side you from or anything, man, I want you to be a part of this. You know, get a cameo, whatever. Help me help you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all love because, like I said, I want to help the next generation. Like I said, even if I didn't, I'm always going to do music. And I'm being real. I'm always going to do music. I done been everywhere in this country, you know, doing shows and everything, been on the road 3-4 weeks at a time. I done been there. And God has let me see my dream.
Yeah.
Maybe not the financial part of it. I did make enough to, you know, take care of the family and everything,
right.
You know, things like that. But at least he showed me part of it.
Right.
The music business is a dirty fucking game.
Right.
And y'all need to know what you're getting into. And I'm going to be honest with you. You could, the way shit is now, you could be your own label.
Right.
You don't have to sacrifice your life, you know, letting somebody else steal your dream or stealing the money that you supposed to be making.
Right.
You could do all that yourself now. You know what I mean? Fuck a label.
Right.
Fuck it. Do your own shit. You can sit right here in your own house and get paid from your own fucking music.
Right. Man.
You ain't got to be doing this and doing that or selling your soul or whatever, you know, how they say. But like I said, man, God has let me live my dream, and maybe my purpose in life now is to, you know, help the next generation and things like that, man. So that's what it is, man.
Yeah, man. So before we get up out of here, though, like I said, I know you're still working slow to get stuff out, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you got things on your plate. But how can people, like, get at you, you know what I'm saying, if and when they want to get at you?
Okay, if you want to get at me, y'all know how to get at me already. Mr. Nick was on Instagram. Christopher Newt Nick Williams on Facebook. NewtDog@gmail.com. You hit me up on there, then you might get my phone number.
Right.
There's too many motherfucking scam people and shit
right.
calling my damn phone.
Yeah.
Calling both of my damn phones.
Right.
But the project I'm working on is called Therapy 101. And I had pushed it back. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I've been working on this project over a year.
Yeah.
It's time consuming, and when you got a lot going on, it just takes time. I don't have to rush shit if I don't want to.
Right.
Let everybody keep talking. When you gonna do this? When you gonna drop this? God damn it, I'm gonna drop it when I feel like it.
Right.
But it's coming, y'all. And when I tell you when it's hit, it's going to be a fucking masterpiece, man.
Right.
It's going to be a masterpiece. I'm not going to just rush no damn music and just say whatever, man. And then, y'all, when you hear my music, man, I want you to play it from beginning to end. I don't want you skipping over shit.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
That's what I can tell, but, like, the stuff I already heard, like, you can tell you being meticulous with it, you know what I'm saying? You're careful with it. And it's fucking dope, you know what I mean?
Right. And I'm going to let you know about my music, man. I don't talk about shit I don't do.
Right.
I don't talk about nothing I don't do. You ain't going to be up here seeing me with guns all in my fucking dick. What I got to show my fucking power for?
Right.
You come to my house uninvited, then you see my motherfucker.
Right. Ain't got to be in the video to do it.
Right.
Right.
That don't make no sense, man. They showing all these damn... behind the video, next thing you know, you seeing the shit on Facebook. Police, they're not on the go, and they been got fucked up behind
the like that. YouTube. Yeah, right.
Right. You self snitching, man. And I ain't got to do all that. I don't talk about shit I don't do. I talk about real life shit. And the reason why I call my album Therapy 101 because I went through some shit in my life. Some real shit. You know, I had a nervous breakdown. I went through a divorce that took 3 years,
yeah.
Over $20,000 in legal fees, and I'm still paying damn legal fees.
Yeah.
Divorce is fucking hard, man.
Yeah.
You know, and especially after it's over with, trying to bounce back and get on your damn feet.
Right.
You know, because you got everybody in your fucking pocket. You know, you're only one person. You only could do so much. Trying to keep your head above the water, and you got all these white folks in your pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's hard to juggle both, you know what I mean? But you got to make your peace with God and work yourself out on a budget and what don't kill you on, you know, what the saying is.
What don't kill you, make you strong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to learn how to live with the shit. And I'm taking care of my kids. I'm doing what the hell I'm supposed to do. You know, I got my job and, you know, I'm living good. I'm doing my music. I'm okay. Like I said, I'm talking about life, man. Real shit. I ain't out here talking about drugs and fucking all this stupid-ass shit I be hearing, man. Even though it sound good in the club or whatever, it might vibe with some people, and I ain't hating on nobody damn music. Do you?
Right.
But you ain't going to hear none of that shit come out my mouth because I don't live like that.
Right. Speaking of, I don't know why I'm tripping. Again, before I let you go, like, it's kind of fitting. You got the Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you kind of describe how y'all came together
right.
in the same fashion or whatever. But also, too, just like Wu lost ODB, you know what I'm saying? That was the heart, you know what I'm saying? Y'all lost She, who was y'all
lost
heart.
Our heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be super obvious, but what was the impact? You know what I mean?
Man, that was hard shit to deal with, man. I got a phone call about 4 o'clock in the morning from Seville. Well, it was a text message saying that, you know, and they saying Rashid passed away on Facebook or whatever. So, I'm always up on, I'm up early all the time. I'm up 3 in the morning. I'm drinking coffee, you know, puffing on my little black mile or whatever. I called Brother Shahid. I called his daddy.
Yeah.
And his daddy told me that, you know, he had, you know, he fell into a coma or whatever, but he was not gone.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
So I got my ass on Facebook and told everybody quit posting that
right.
shit.
Right.
My brother ain't fucking dead.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And the next day he passed away.
Yeah.
But why say somebody dead when they ain't?
Yeah, that was heartbreaking, bro. Like, that was, for me, I mean, just being in, you know, having a degree in journalism, you know what I'm saying, y'all got confirmed.
Right.
I ain't never the one that somebody say, oh, somebody passed away. I'm like, what's that say, a family member or somebody that's somebody that's official?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to repost that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that much anxiousness in the world to try to
think early like that. I haven't cried that hard since, I don't know, man. I haven't cried like that in a long time, but, you know, I didn't even, I had my kids that over at the house, and I went to the bathroom, and, you know, I was crying, and my daughter, she was coming to the door like, Daddy, what's wrong, this, and that, you know, I couldn't let her see me like that, but I eventually told her, and I had told my son, you know, it was his God, brother,
yeah.
But, you know, got myself together, man, and, you know, we all made a trip to Atlanta, went to the funeral, and the funeral was even harder. And, but, you know, the next day was his birthday.
Right, right.
So we all went to Payne House, and we wasn't there to talk about music. We were there to celebrate.
Yeah.
So we was on Facebook Live for like 3 hours, man, just having a good time. We drinking, we dancing, we doing all our old songs. We bringing his birthday here. We just good. And everybody was asking, oh, man, are y'all back together? Y'all this and this and this and that. It wasn't even about that, man. After that, man, we stayed the night at Payne House. Got my ass up in the morning. I drove back to Tallahassee, man.
Yeah.
You know, when we went there to do music, we went there to even talk about it. We were there bringing my dog birthday in.
Right.
And before that, I hadn't seen Payne. And last time I heard, or I mean, saw him was 2011. I mean, of course, we chit-chat through social media and shit, but, you know, I haven't seen him in, you know, 8 years.
Right.
And when I saw him, it was like I saw him yesterday.
Right.
And then after that night, shit, didn't have that feeling.
I mean, so has it, I mean, granted, I know it's kind of silly, like, because at the end of the day, he got his life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he's out there.
Yeah. His family, everybody, man, you know. A lot of people say certain things he do. How can slime is, like, he says, I don't even look at that shit like that, man.
Right.
Because there's certain things that I do that he can't do, and certain things I do that I do that.
Right.
I mean, people that I can. But, you know what I mean? But, let me ask you, God, I just called me everything.
Right.
Like I said, God, let me live my dream. I might not start financing on it. He's out of here. God has showed me things that he hasn't seen yet.
What?
He showed him things that I haven't seen yet.
What?
Hey, well, I was young. I was mad that first time that he put down. But as you get older, you get wiser.
Yeah.
And you start thinking,
yeah.
Well, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My house paid off.
Right.
You know, I went through different cars.
Right.
I made a decent living.
Right.
My children healthy.
Right.
Well said, asshole.
Right.
I'm in good health. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if one day the right ear hear this music and decide to change it, I always tell people, make the money, don't let it make you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Notify you of a dollar, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand. You get your a shitload of money, take care of your personal debt first.
Right.
Get that knocked out of the way,
yeah,
man.
It'll make it much easier to do everything else.
Right. You got big taxes to pay on, and you owe child support. You got to pay them off first.
Right.
You know, and then get you another money, set up an account for taxes. A lot of people get fucked up with taxes.
Yeah.
Don't be etiquette.
Right.
Once you get all that debt taken care of, then you go buy you a house.
Right.
If you don't get $1 million check, they go buy a $500,000 house.
Have your money gone. That's
what you're going to sell. The family take part of that before you even get
to it.
Shit, if I got $1 million check, then I'm going to buy a $500,000 house. Hell no, I'm probably going to get $8,000 house.
Right, right.
Well, I got 5 children and a grandson.
Right.
whole bedroom and do me just fine.
Right.
I put the rest of it up.
Right.
Until I accumulate.
Right.
Then I can go get that $1 million home.
Right.
If that's your money, put it in stocks, put it in bonds. I mean, I ain't got a lot of money, but hell, I'm investing.
Right.
I'm leaving my kids something.
Right.
When I'm gone, they got enough to bury me and just spread them up forever.
Right.
You know, and my grandbaby, just added him onto my shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? God, thanks, man. It ain't about you.
Exactly.
It's about your children.
Exactly.
Your children are a reflection of what you're going to be on this earth. I mean, what you used to look like on this earth.
Right.
And when you're dead and gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? What are you going to do for them? We're going to leave them.
Right.
It ain't about me, bro. It's about them.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, that's my whole thing right now. Again, I'll do it for my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, she's straight. You know what I mean? Man, you got to hear that thought only about 20 years, but.
I started doing that when I turned about. Every man got a point in his life where he got to wake the fuck up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it hit me at 33.
Yep.
It hit me at 33. I mean, I was young, still wanting to wild out, still wanting to do this and that. At 33, that's when they slapped me dead in my damn face.
Right.
Down on my knees, I had a breakdown. I said, God, that's tell me what to do. I'll follow. And I stood up. All I saw was my hair.
Mm.
Next day, you know, clean myself up, bro. You know what I mean? It wasn't to impress nobody or say, hell, I need to go get this job. No, I wanted a personal change within me.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So I changed my image. And the reason why I say I'm blessed is because I'm doing everything God has planned for me.
Right.
I'm doing everything that He's telling me to do.
Right. Right.
You don't have people hanging on you. You have people that don't like it.
And they don't know because you follow God.
Right.
That's
right.
That's what the trouble.
So when God slapped you in your ass, you better get right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So like I said, it hit me and it made me think, man, it's about these kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about these kids. And my income is good, but what I bring home, a motherfucker be like, well, damn, that's what you bring home. But they don't know. I done put this up.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam got here. I done paid this child support. I'm taking care of my damn children.
Right.
Whatever she do with the money, that's what she's doing. I'm doing my part.
Exactly.
And I'm still putting up for them.
Right. Right.
Okay, so what if I live on a damn budget?
And
you would never fucking know.
Exactly. I tell people, like, goddamn Killer Mike fell on that, Freddie Gibbs shit, you know what I'm saying? No money. Like, it's low money. Like, ain't got to know nobody what I'm getting.
Right.
I ain't got nothing. Because at the end of the day, I'm just trying to accumulate, you know what I mean? But we're going to get up out of here, man. I appreciate you, dog, for everything, dog. That's a nuke in the building.
Hey, I've learned the game from a lot of wise people. Man.
Yeah.
A lot of wise people, man. Brother Shahid, whose mentor was Sadiq. Sadiq's mentor was Farrakhan. Farrakhan's mentor was Malcolm X, man.
Yeah. So,
you know, just, you know, I got a lot of wisdom from a lot of different sides and a lot of different places.
Word.
Just about what you believe. I mean,
work.
But y'all check out this album, man, that I'm putting together, man. It's called Therapy 101, man. It's going to drop soon. And if it don't drop soon, it'll drop.
You wait.
It's coming. But like I said, I just want everything to be right, man. I just want everything to be good.
Right.
So check it out. Therapy 101, man. And it's going to be a lot of therapy personal shit, a lot of reality shit. And a lot of love shit.
Right.
You know? And what I mean by love, it ain't just love. It's heart love. It ain't,
yeah.
You know, it ain't that
the fishy, yeah, floppy love.
Love is mental shit.
Yes. Yeah.
It makes you think.
Right.
And if you ain't ready to think, then good luck.
Yeah. All right, man. We're going to do this. Again, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again, like I told y'all, the podcast version, it'll pop up on next Monday. So y'all go and check out the Vega joint. Till then, y'all continue to hit that smash that subscribe button. Also, too, leave comments. Let us know what you think or whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Man, he spilled a lot of knowledge, a lot of history about Tallahassee hip hop, everything. So let me know what you think. Let people know, spread the word or whatever, and we'll see y'all on the flip side. Y'all got a whole 12 days not to see my face. So this is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby. We out here.